Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today's topic is something we all wrestle with at some point, procrastination. Ever felt like that looming deadline was a ticking time bomb, and you were just frozen in place, staring blankly at the wall? Yeah, me too. But guess what? The Stoics had some pretty brilliant strategies for tackling this beast head-on. We're going to dive deep into those ancient wisdom nuggets and see how we can apply them to our modern lives. Because let's be real, getting stuff done is a superpower. So, strap in, get your thinking caps on, because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful tools for overcoming procrastination and becoming unstoppable action takers. First up, understanding the root cause. Procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often fear disguised as avoidance. Fear of failure? Fear of success? Fear of being judged? Ever notice how we tend to procrastinate on things that really matter, the stuff that scares us a little bit? The Stoics taught us to acknowledge those fears head-on, because avoiding them only gives them more power. They'd say, don't let fear be your driver. Instead, focus on the positive outcomes of taking action. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of pride, the progress you make towards your goals. Next up, break it down. Big tasks can feel overwhelming, leading to that familiar paralysis. The Stoics were all about compartmentalizing. They'd say, focus on what's within your control, and then break down those big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like a puzzle instead of staring at the whole picture, focus on completing one piece at a time. You'll be amazed how quickly those pieces start adding up. Now, let's talk about distractions. Our modern world is a constant barrage of notifications and tempting diversions. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling emails, social media, and texts while trying to get work done? The Stoics were masters at discipline and focus. They believed in setting aside specific times for certain tasks and minimizing distractions during those periods. Could we all use a little more digital detox in our lives? Remember, progress over perfection. The Stoics weren't about striving for unattainable standards. They understood that imperfection is part of the human experience. So don't let the fear of not doing something perfectly hold you back from starting at all. Every step forward, no matter how small, counts. Celebrate those wins, keep moving, and don't be afraid to learn from your mistakes. Lastly, visualize success. The Stoics believed in the power of mental rehearsal. Before tackling a task, imagine yourself successfully completing it. See yourself focused, productive, and feeling a sense of accomplishment. This can actually help prime your brain for success. It's like warming up your mental muscles before a big game. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing her book proposal for weeks. She's overwhelmed by the idea of starting something so big and fears it won't be good enough. But she remembers what we talked about today, breaking down the task into smaller chunks, tackling distractions, focusing on progress over perfection, visualizing success. So, Sarah sets aside a dedicated writing time each day, breaks her proposal into manageable sections, and focuses on getting words on the page. She starts small, just 30 minutes a day. But soon, she finds herself energized by the momentum. She visualizes finishing her proposal, getting positive feedback from agents, and holding that finished book in her hands. This shift in mindset empowers her to take action and overcome procrastination. So, what's your Sarah moment? What are you putting off that's calling out for your attention? Remember, the power to conquer procrastination lies within you. You have the wisdom, the tools, and the ability to make things happen. Embrace the Stoic mindset, face your fears, break down those tasks, stay focused, celebrate progress, and visualize success. And don't forget, share this episode with anyone who needs a little Stoic motivation in their life. Keep that mental armor strong, everyone, and we'll catch you next time on Stoic Mental Armor.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.